Dr. Andrew Wilson is the senior economist at the Domain Group, so his bread and butter is real estate. Dr. Wilson, good morning.
Good morning.
Is there a, you know, can you buy affordable property in Sydney? Can you still go and buy yourself an apartment? And what would you describe as an affordable property in Sydney?
Well, it's certainly becoming a harder task. If we just look at the rate of growth at the moment, the sort of properties that Sydney first home buyers are looking at, and that's, you know, within, I guess, a $400,000 to $500,000 spread, which are becoming rarer, are increasing at the rate of about $2,000 a week. And for a first home buyer on a typical 20% deposit, that means an extra $400 they've got to find every week just to stay, just to stay even. So it's a, you know, it's an onerous task.
Is there much in that band, $400,000 to $500,000?
Well, it's certainly becoming less and less. And they are houses, you know, in the west and the southwest of Sydney. And, you know, there are certainly more first-home buyers looking at apartments now.
But apartments in the west and southwest of Sydney be cheaper than that, wouldn't they?
Well, they would be, but they're, you know, the investors are targeting these established apartments because they have high yields. And, you know, it is that self-perpetuating cycle of, you know, investors are attracted by higher prices and higher yields from units and pushes up prices, which attracts more investors. Hmm. And keeps first-home buyers out of the market because, but with new apartments, which is something that first-home buyers are also looking at, you know, they're buying off plan. They get their grant from the government for the first-home buyers grant plus the stamp duty concessions. But over the period, that means they've still got to wait a couple of years and pay rent while their property's being finished.
Andrew, is there an argument that the Reserve Bank should look at two-speed rates, say you'd have one rate for Sydney and maybe one for Melbourne and one for the rest of the country?
Look, that's fraught with danger because it does create, you know, an environment where investors can optimise their investment decisions based on interest rates. And you can get a sort of an arbitrage situation where there's trading between one market and the other because, you know, interest rates are clearly a driver of what happens in our housing markets, both in terms of yield and capital growth. I think it's, you know, for first-home buyers, it's a big struggle. I mean, Mr. Hockey said you've got to get a job, but, look, that's going to have to be some job to keep, like, just to keep up with the Sydney market. And the thing with Sydney is that at least it's got the lowest unemployment of all the capitals, but it's got the highest rising prices for first-home buyers. But for Melbourne and Brisbane, however, they have lower prices for first-home buyers, but, you know, they've got higher unemployment rates, and it's very difficult first-home buyers to get employment in those markets.
So what do you do? If you're trying to get into the home market right now and you're a first-home buyer, where do you go? Do you look interstate?
Well, look, you have to, I guess, moderate your choices, your checkbox. It has to be, I guess, you look at something either smaller, something further out, or maybe you have to look at a regional centre. We're seeing some very strong growth in areas such as Wollongong, Newcastle, Orange, these areas, which do still have properties between $300,000 and $400,000, but the issue there is, what do you do for a job? You know.
Well, no, you buy it, and you buy it, you rent here, and you buy as an investor, and you get negative geared.
Well,
don't
that's
you?
True. Look, that's true.
Isn't that what you do?
Well, the issue is still that you miss out. If you buy new, you miss out on the grant because it's investment property. I'm not sure that that's the answer. I think that you want to be accruing. You know, if you're still paying rent on a property and also paying a mortgage on an investment property, you know, you're really cancelling out one factor with the other. Yep. I think that we've just got to build more property in Sydney, but I do think we have to start looking outside the square, telecommuting, concessions for flexi times, so we can get people living in places where they can afford to live.
All right. Andrew Wilson, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.